Yeah. Okay. Fine. So I'm not totally sure where we were last week, but I think what we'll just do is skip to 17 because we start a new sif here on Shulchan Aruch. Just 2 points. I know what's in the previous sources, just to make the points outside. So we've been talking about all types of cases of Haramas Ribis. Just as a general point, I think a reason to say that these cases are ribis-like, even though, you know, they're not technically ribis in a lot of these cases, you know, like the case of selling someone, lending money and then buying the thing back, they're not real ribis. But the reason that you might say they're like ribis is a point that we'll come back to in the Ritva on ribis amanaz lahachdir, is that if you take a substantive view and not a formal view, then a lot of these feel like ribis, right? Even if technically it's not. You're lending money and then you're buying back produce. But you look at it and it feels like the upshot is ribis. So that's definitely a reason to relate to it as ribis, at least in the Darabanan level. Zad Sheni, what Shlomo Zalman says, the reason that these are not classic ribis is, let's say I borrow money from Adam, and then I borrow money from Adam, and then I buy... Then I what? Then you buy things back from me.
I borrow. Isn't there something about where I borrow wheat and you buy it back?
That one, yeah. I borrow wheat and then I buy it back, right? So I borrow 100 things of wheat from Adam, and Adam buys it back for cheap, right? Which seems like a problem because I'm going to pay back the full value. Shlomo Zalman says, on the one hand, you would say that looks like ribis. And it's not training. Maybe it's not ribis because let's say somebody else would come and buy it from me, right? If I would sell it to a third person. Right, so the fact that I happen to be selling it back to Adam, right, is sort of bimikre. Let's say someone else came at the same time and offered the same price, and I would equally sell it to either of them. So even though I do sell it to Adam, the fact that I would sell it to someone else may point in the direction that it's not ribis, which is why we're stuck in this middle position where it's not really ribis, but it might be haramis ribis. Okay, so let's, yeah.
Isn't the reason why it's not ribis is because, technically speaking, you have two transactions here? There's a loan and there's a sale.
Correct. That's why I said on the one hand it might be like ribis. That's the Ritva's point, is that when things look like ribis substantively rather than formally, they might be ribis. Mitzad sheni, even so,
even substantively doesn't look like ribis.
Well, that's what Shlomo Zalman's argument is, that right? I mean, that's I think the balance. Those 2 points I think are the balance, right? On the one hand, since I could have sold it to someone else and I would sell it to somebody else. It might not. I think right. That's really just sort of the tension. Okay, but let's just skip to 17.
Translate into dollars. You're paying more than you.
Right. Well, and that's the problem. I mean, yeah. The fact. Yeah. Okay. But let's go to 17 because that's where we just get to a new case and we'll move on from that. So Amar Lo Halveni Mana. So again, this is from the Gemara, but we're just gonna do it from the Shulchan Aruch for simplicity here. Halveni Mana. So this is the right. So if I say to Adam, lend me $100. Amar Le Mani Ainli Chitim Mani Yeshli. And he says, I don't have money, but I do have wheat. So this complicates things because I didn't start by saying I want to borrow wheat. I said I want to borrow money. And now Adam is explicitly giving me wheat instead of money. But that, you know, sort of puts a price on it in a way that we didn't before. So it makes it worse. So nazal chitim amana kimohu b'shar v'chadu v'lakum enu v'tishim. And then I buy it back from him. He buys it back from me, rather, for 90. So this seems like an even worse problem because we've now put a monetary amount on it, right? Really, I wanted $100. Instead, I got $100 of wheat and then I sold it back for 90, right? But now I'm going to end up paying $100 back to Adam for, and he's, you know, making $10 worth of wheat, but money was explicitly in the equation. So, v'adayin him shavim mana. Now, Shulchan Aruch notes, this is if they're still worth 100, right? As we'll see in a moment, if I borrow $100 of wheat and then, you know, there's a huge shipment of wheat into Toronto and the price of wheat goes down such that 100 sheaves of wheat is now worth $90, and therefore Adam buys it for $90 because that's the current price, that's mutter according to everybody, because I'm not selling it to 90 because of ribis, I'm selling it to 90 because the price changed, right? That's not a chiddush at all. So he says, but if the price is still 100 and I'm selling it for cheap, so im parlo besof hamana peros mutter. So halacha is that if at the end of the day I pay him back in fruit, in produce, then it's mutter. I will also lefroa bima'os, haramas ribis, but I can't pay him back money. So I can pay back 100 sheaves of wheat, even though, right, he just got 90 back. I can still pay him back the 100 I owe him in the end. But if I pay back with money, then it's aser because of how Rama's rim is. Because since I brought money into this discussion to begin with, it looks like ribis. It's not really ribis because technically it's a loan followed by a sale followed by a repayment of loan. But since it looks bad, and if I pay back with produce, so we remove money from the equation, so then it's fine. If I use money, it's a problem. But if I do it, harehu moti menu kuf bedin. So then we have a machlok to be shown him. So the position of the Rambam is that this isn't even avak ribis, right? We've discussed this possibility before. It's not even avak ribis. It's a level below that called haramas ribis. And therefore, if I do this, I'm allowed to actually collect the full 100, or Adam's allowed to collect the full 100 from me. Shafilu avak ribis einkan. Because this isn't even avak ribis. The Rama writes, based on the Rambam, the Rush, the Tur, some say, no, it at least is avak ribis, and therefore you shouldn't collect it lechatchilo, but b'dieved you can't force him to pay it back. But then Shulchan Aruch says something which is quite reasonable, which is all of this is if we didn't explicitly set this as a condition, right? It just happens to be that I borrowed money from Adam, and then I borrowed wheat from Adam, and then he bought it back for a cheaper price, and then I have to pay him back the full price. But if I go to Adam and I say, "Look, I know I can't pay ribis, so what I'm gonna do is as follows: I'm gonna borrow 100 from you, then you'll buy it off of me for 90, and later on I'll pay you back 100. So de facto, I'll be paying ribis. So if I made it tonight like that, have ribis gumbor. That is not." Right. That is not haramas ribis, that is ribis. That's ribis d'araisa. That's ribis ksitza. Afilu baralo peros. Aser, right? Even if I do it with fruit, it is aser. Now, there is a similar case in number 18 as follows. And we'll see in the Taz, he'll think that they're identical. The Shach is not going to think that. But let's see the similar case in Kofayin Dalet. So, machal osada bimono ba'oso yam aser lo shtar shem yachser lo ba'osav yachser lo shtar ha-mecher. If I sell a field to Adam for $100, and then I make up a shtar that day that if he pays me back, right, he bought the field for $100,000, and if he pays me back $100,000, I'll give him back the land, right, I'll give him back the deed. So, im nasa tnaizek hodem ha-mecher o b'shas ha-mecher, ein lo din mecher lo din halva. So if, at the time that I actually make the deal, I make this condition, or before, so this isn't a mecher at all, it's a halva, right? Because what am I really saying? I want to borrow $100,000. I told him, I don't want the land, right? I'm selling you the land temporarily until you give me back the money. Then it's ribis, because what's the ribis? The fruit of the land, because I'm telling him, I'm giving you $100,000 worth of land for $100,000 cash. If you give me back $100,000, so then I'll give you the land. But in the meantime, I eat from the land, so that is ribis, essentially, ktsutsa. But if this wasn't a deal originally, it's just that later on, you know, I see that Adam's upset that he gave up his ancestral land in Toronto, so I say, you know what, come back with the money, and I'll give it back to you. So then, So then it was a sale. It just happens to be. I'm selling it back to him. That's fine. It was just a chesed. So the Taz connects these positions. So he says, skip down to the second line at the end. He says, "V'nearly pashut do ha'itzer shebesiv zeh." Who bishah achas naasa kain? Avalam laachar shah shlokach achitin v'mei achazor machon lo betishim heter gomer who v'domal mashakaz v'simin kofain dalid. So the Taz says that in the fruit case also, right, where I borrowed the $100 of the fruit from Adam and sell it back to him for 90, but still pay back 100. So the Taz says, just like in number 18, it's only usher if I set that deal originally, but if I come up with this plan later on, it's mutter. So the same thing is true by the fruit case, right? By the borrowing $100 worth of fruit case. If I planned it me'ikara, it's ribis. If I do it later on, it's not a problem. The Shach, in number 20, in the Guzak Esa, said, what are you talking about? He said, there are different cases. He's in number 18, right, I bought the field from Adam. I really bought a field. It's a mecher. So mida'araisa, so there's no such thing as ribis by mecher. The only way to make it usur is if when I do the sale, I make it clear this is not a real sale by saying, hold on to the land, I'll hold on to the land until you give me back the money, and then I'll take back the money, and we understand that I'm getting the fruit as the ribbis. But it's a real sale. So if I buy the land, and then an hour later, I have, you know, I have rachmanus, and I give Adam the option of buying the land back, the reason that's not ribbis is because it was a mecher to begin with. But the case that we were talking about with the fruit is not a mecher, it's halva'a. In halva'a, we're more stringent, because it's halva'a, and therefore you can actually have ribbis. So the shach says, what are you talking about? In the case of the borrowing fruit, it doesn't matter whether I make a condition that I'm going to borrow the fruit. I'm going to buy the fruit back after an hour of borrowing it. Or I just buy it back after an hour. It doesn't matter whether I'm making condition or not. Because we're in the realm of halva'a, it's more problematic. So it's haramas ribbis, whether you made it tonight at the beginning or not. That's the position of the shach and the nekudas hakesef. I think in this case most posts can go with the shach, but that's sort of a general rule in all of Yeridah, or anywhere in anything. Whatever, it just is. Not every time, but 98% of times. The Chazon Ish includes it in his klale hara'a in Yeridah Siman Kuf Nun, which is it is a ta'uz bidvar mishnah. If you don't know that, we go like the shach over the ta'uz usually. Okay, fine. The Shach makes a few other points that are important here, number 21. So look at the Shach. The Shach says, "Nasan lebechulei, dafka moshech chitim l'shuso o kana b'derech chinin gamur halav achimash and nirke ribis b'chol enyan fil omer leitchil al veni chitim v'gavasov pareya lo hamana b'peiros b'smabach." Shach says, first of all, the only time that this fruit case where I borrow, I say to Adam, let me borrow $100. He tells me, no, I don't have $100. I'll give you $100 of wheat. And then he buys back the wheat. So the only time that this is mutter at all is if I actually did a kinyan on the payros. But if I come to Adam and say, lend me $100, he says, well, I'm not going to lend you $100. I'll lend you $100 of wheat. But he holds it in his property. And then he says, you know what? Let me buy it back from you for 90. And I say, oh, that's a great idea. And then I pay him back $100. But I never put it in my hands. Right, so this is all theoretical, right? Then the Bach says that's ribbis, right? That really, really looks like ribbis. Like this is really bad. So the only time that it's a less of a problem is when I actually did meshicha. I actually took it v'derech kinyan, because then I borrowed it and then he bought it back. I can't just leave it in Adam's property and do this all theoretically. That doesn't work. Okay. Then the Shach says in number 7, V'daimim Shavim Me'ah. But then he notes, as we said before, this is only if it remains worth $100. Avok Shehuzlu Kodram Chazav Lachon Heter Gamruhu Vafila Ramaz Ramaz Enkan. Right? If I borrow $100 worth of fruit from Adam, then the fruit goes down to $90, and Adam buys it back for 90 because it's worth 90. There's no ribbis at all. Not Haramaz ribbis, it's Mutter. That's the position of the Talmidei Harashba. V'hainu Kishehuzlu V'amdu Al Tzadi Uve. Okay, fine. So then the Shach notes that, let's say, when I borrow the fruit from Adam, so I say, then he buys back the fruit for 90, am I allowed to pay him back not $100 worth of fruit? Am I allowed to pay him back $100 cash? So that's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam says yes. Because look, if in the end of the day, like a normal loan, right, if I borrow $50 from Adam, and then it comes time to pay, and Adam comes over to me and says, you owe me $50, I say, hey, here's $50 or here's $50 fruit. And he says, yeah, I'm totally fine with the fruit, then I can give it to him, and vice versa. If I borrow $50 of fruit from him, and he comes back to me and I say, do you want fruit or you just want cash? And he says, look, I have a glut of fruit. Just pay me back the cash. So that's mutter. Essentially a de facto sale. But in this case, right, where I had borrowed $100 of fruit and then Adam had bought it back for 90, so then can I come and give him $100 cash, or does that make it into ribbis? Because now, right, he's given me $100. I've given him $100 for 90, essentially, right? So that's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam says still fine, since meikara, I had really originally made the deal on fruit. The fact that I later pay off with cash is irrelevant. And the Rashbam says, no, if I later pay with cash, then retroactively, the whole thing was usur. Because then it looks much more like ribis. And we'll see that machlokas inside, but that's the shach summary now. So then, Tess, he says, machzor letzkil alveni mana, amr le'alveni chitim mutter. He notes the only reason this was ever a problem was because I initiated the deal with Adam by saying, lend me $100. He said, I don't have $100, I have $100 of wheat. If I had originally said, lend me wheat, and he gave me wheat, and then he bought back wheat, since we're dealing with only peros the whole time, and peros have a sort of sliding scale of value, so then it is mutter lechatchila. And then in Yud, the Shach says, V'yishom rafilu fizem rotu lefro lo chitin mutter, ela she'en kofenos o lefro chitin, yelotu miyado mutter.
Canadian dollar is also continuously sliding and has different values.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Why would that be like wheat?
Oh, it is. If you borrow Canadian dollars and pay back Canadian dollars, that's fine. But if you borrow American dollars and pay back Canadian dollars, it's a problem with ribis drabanan.
Yeah.
We will get to that. That is true. When you use currencies across countries, right, that is indeed a potential problem. Okay. But yes, I'm fully aware that Canadian dollars, you know, when you hold currencies in multiple countries, you're painfully aware of that. Okay. Fine. So, also when you're buying a house, you know, like in a foreign country. Fine. Chava's Das. I'm going to skip the Chava's Das. Okay, look at 23. The Beis Yosef puts a caveat on this case. He says, Katsu told me the Harajba, Shim haya ashar bidinar zoha, v'nosan lo b'loshloshim dinarim ribis v'zev asr. Klomer, v'lomi shim harama bilvad. Right, so far we've been talking about where I borrowed $100 and then I sold it back to Adam for 90. But the Talmid Rashi would say, what happens if the following case? What happens if this is assuming that what happened, I bought $100 worth of produce that actually was worth $100, and then I sold it to him for cheap for 90. But what if you flip it? What happens if it was worth 90, and I tell him I will pay him back $100 when he gives me that produce, right? It's $90 worth of produce, and I say, if you give it to me, I'll pay you back $100, right? I'll pay you a higher price for it, and then I sell it back to him for 90, right? But I've committed to paying 100. That, the Talmid Rashi would say, that's not harama. That's ribis de'oraisa. That's ribis ketzutza. Because I'm telling Adam, if you give me $90, I will pay you back $100, right? What? No, we start the halva that way, right? They say if we start the halva that way, that Adam says, I say, Adam, can I borrow $100? And Adam says, I don't have $100, but I'll give you $90 worth of fruit if you pay me back $100 later. And then Adam comes and buys it off me for 90, but I still owe him 100. The Talmid Rashi said, that's ribis d'oraisa, right? Because I'm meikara when I committed to $100 for 90, right? That's ribis ketzutza. Right, it's only when Adam sold me $100 for $100, or lent me rather, $100 for $100, and then I sold it back at cheap, that's only derabanan. Yeah.
You need the sale in the middle. That's already ribis from the beginning.
Well, yeah, that's the tummy that Raj's point. Yeah. Right. Right, meaning it's that original point that's, right, that's the problem. I can't do that. Right, that's ribis ketzutza. Okay. Fine. So then if you look at 24, he just notes, right, that we said that if the fruit has actually gone down in value, so then it's mutter lechatchila, and that's the first line. Then he quotes Talmid Rashba, and he says, why is this true? Why is what Talmid Rashba say true? Because, look, even though you're allowed to, right, I'm allowed to go over to Adam normally, right, forget loans, and just say, Adam, I have fruit, it's $100 worth of fruit, I want to sell it to you for $105. Adam's allowed to say, yes, we did this in Ona'ah, right? We're totally upfront about it, and whatever. It's pachas mishtus, which is irrelevant because we're upfront about it, but whatever. The point is I'm allowed to sell at a higher price if I want to, right? As long as we're upfront about it. So why here are we not allowed to? Stas says, obviously, because we didn't present it as a sale, we presented it as a loan. If it was a sale, it would be fine. It's not a sale, it's a loan. If it's a loan, it's not fine.
Why can't you say that when you have, when you wrap things in the context of a macher, then automatically you've changed it from halal status to potential macher status. But here, the two parts of the macher, one undoes the other. So effectively, it's really just a cash flow.
Well, that's exactly the point.
Like,
right, that's exactly the point.
Right, so I'm saying, like, why it sounds like you're trying to...
And that's why it's daraisa.
Right.
In this case, he said that's why it's ribis ktusa. You're trying to pretend that it isn't ribis ktusa, but it's absolutely ribis ktusa.
Yeah, it's really two separate things.
Bidyuk.
There was
right.
A swap of payers, and there was a loan of money that was paid back on him.
Bidyuk. Right, that's what he's saying. If you, in this case, that's ribis ktusa. It's only the other way that it's not, right? And that was the Shlomo Zalman's point, is that, right, if I borrow 100 and sell it back to him for 90, the only reason it's not ribis daraisa is because theoretically I would have sold it to somebody else also, right? So that's not ribis daraisa. But here, right, where I'm borrowing money from him at a higher rate, that's, right, forget mecher, it's not a mecher anymore, it's ribis daraisa, it's ribis ktusa. Let's see, do I want to do this, or is it on this? Yeah, okay, let's skip the, right. Now, the question is, in this case, so is it usur even if we don't come back and do the sale, right? So, right, in this case, where I bought the, where I borrow 90, committing to pay back 100, and then Adam pays back, you know, buys it back from me from 90, and then I pay back 100. Yeah, whatever. Is it only ribbis? Is it ribbis even if I don't, Adam doesn't buy it back, right? Or only if Adam does buy it back? So that's a machlokas. So the Taz and Chazda say it's only ribbis if he buys it back. If he doesn't buy it back, then it's not a problem, even though it sort of looks bad, right? Because at the end of the day, it's peros for peros, and that's fine. But as long as he doesn't come with a sale and mix money in, it's not daraisa. The Makor Chaim of the Maran Padua says, no, the second I make this deal where I borrow money from Adam, right, or I want to borrow money from Adam, and he gives me $90 of peros, and I have to pay him back $100 of payros, at that moment he already says it's ribis ktusa, even if he doesn't then buy it back. But the Taz said that's not true. The Taz says I do need to buy it back. Now, when we say ribis gamur, do we mean ribis ktusa d'araisa? So the Taz seems to think it's ribis d'araisa. The Shach notes from the Bach that because we're dealing with payros, presumably it's not ribis d'araisa, because it, you know, in payros, at least with murky value, it's ribis gamur d'rabanan. Okay. The Nesiv Shalom just thinks that this is this whole discussion is just subject to the discussion of Tarsha, which is an impossible sugya that we'll get to on Daf Samachai. I'm just noting that because I don't want to talk about Tarsha now, and I hope to God, right, Terchiner has to deal with Tarsha. Right, Terchiner and I are having these conversations. We go through, as we're going through the Perek, it's like I don't want to have to give a share on that sugya. I don't want to have to give a share on that sugya. We'll see where the diet, you know, wherever it falls out, and good luck to whoever gets it. Okay. That's like half of this Masechta, this parak, anyways. Okay, I'm going to skip to Pesachei Tshuva here. Okay, so one of the things I've already started to note, I mentioned before, so I'll mention here outside, is that this sugya also becomes part of the discussion of Knas, right? So as we noted, some of the Rishonim think that you can, it's not usur to say that, Naniach, I tell Adam I want to buy 100 apples from you, but Adam says that's fine. I say, but look, I don't have the money right now. Do you mind if I pay you back in a month from now? And he says, fine, right? So essentially now I it's a loan, right? I bought on credit, so that's a loan. But Adam says, look, I really do need the money in 30 days from now. So if you don't pay me back in 30 days from now, so if you pay me back on time, no problem. If you pay me back in 31 days, it's $110. Or even, as the Acharonim say, $200, $300. Doesn't matter, right? If it's presented not as ribis within the time, but it's a one-shot kenas, if I pay after the time, so the Rashba and the Rivash think that that's mutter.
One shot, you mean only one price? I mean, if we're going to... Every day.
That would be usur, because then it would be, right, then it's agar nutter, like, because then I'm paying, right, if you set it up that every day that I pay later, I pay more, that's agar nutter, like, because then for every day that I don't pay back, I owe more, that's ribis. No, because if it's a one shot, then no, it's, you're not paying because you have an extra time, it's paid because you didn't pay on time, right?
No.
right? It's a knas. It's if you pay on time, you pay no ribis. If you pay, right? If you pay late, so you pay a one shot penalty, and that's it.
It's meaning if it's going to be after 30 days.
It doesn't matter if it's 31 days or 60 videos.
Or
doesn't matter. Correct. Because then they say it, then they say it might be fine. Now again, this is a machlokas. We're going to come back to this. Now, I mean, I'll say parenthetically, if Donnie Wolf argues that we should use this model more than Heter Iska, because Heter Iska, as we'll see, is really quite has a lot of problems to it. And he notes that according to the Rashba and the Ravash, like very serious Rishonim, you're allowed to do this. So he just thinks that banks, you know, in Israel should use this, right? Say, like, if you pay back the loan in 15 days, right? So then, you know, you don't owe me anything. If you pay it after 15 days, then you owe X. So you could easily do a mortgage this way, right? According to the Rashba, it's very simple. Say, sure, I'll lend you $500,000 for your house, right, for your mortgage. If you pay me back in 15 days, so then you owe me $500,000 with no interest. If you pay me back in 16 days or in 30 years from now, right, then you owe me $1 million, right? So, you know, banks could come up with a very, according to the Rashba and the Rivash, you could come up with a very simple, right, way of doing a mortgage.
I have a problem because if people say, okay, it's past one day, I already need to pay the fine, okay.
Right, so exactly.
I'm going to pay the loan.
No, yeah, you have to work out some kinks of it, now for sure. He just suggests that as a theoretical model, right? I don't know if mortgage is a good example, because then people will say, oh, that's great, right? That's awesome. Like, this, right? Because then why would anyone ever get a 10-year, a 15-year, a 30-year, right? It's 1 month versus 30 years.
If you, I don't have a situation that you can do fine.
Right. Now you'd have to, and when we get to it, I don't know this well enough. I started learning it in this context, but you know, I don't know if they say, you know, not agar nutzerle, but like, you know, one time fine, but then you know, egregiously,
sure.
Right? Meaning if it's like 15 years from now, like, you know, it's not like I don't know. I assume they must have some model, but I really don't know yet. Hopefully at some point when I get through the sugya, I'll do it. But anyway, so they connect it to this case because is this a problem? So the Taz thinks that this is wrong, right? The Taz doesn't agree with this position of the Rashba and the Rivash, because he says, how is this different from this Haramas Ribis? Right? How's it different from this Haramas Ribis? It's basically Haramas Ribis, right? I'm borrowing money, I'm giving back more, right? It's not actual Ribis Ketutza, but it's basically Haramas Ribis, right? I bought something from him, I bought fruit from him, I'm giving back extra money, right? It looks like Haramas Ribis, just like this case. The Shach says, no, the difference is, when I bought on credit, it was a mecher. That's the whole point, right? When I bought on credit, right, if I'm doing a knas ribis, but I'm not ribis, I'm doing a knas, in a case of buying on credit, then the whole thing started as a mecher, right? So it started as a mecher, so it's mutter. That's the position of the dog. Again, we'll come back to it when we get to knas, but just to know that this is an issue. Okay, we already mentioned the question of can I pay back with money at the end, and that is in Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam. Fine, so I gave you the case in Shulchan Aruch in 34, and then I gave you the Tosfos inside in 36, which is the case of Mali Hain Mali Dmehen. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. That's just the summary, right? That the there's this machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam, in the case of Mali Hain Mali Dmehen, whether in such a case I'm allowed to pay back money, or I'm allowed to pay back, or I have to pay back in payros in order to solve this problem. Again, machlokas Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, possibly possible Rabbeinu Tam, and that is mutter to pay back even in money. There is some discussion in the Achronim whether this case is actually identical to the original case, but I will leave that. I'll leave that as is. Okay, 39 is the case of...
Is a lease more like a loan or a sale?
It's a sale, I think. It's a temporary sale, no? It's a renting, like Schiros.
Schiros
is a sale.
What about on your cell phone? Like, you know, if you don't pay it on time, it's like a $5 late payment.
That's exactly the case, right? That's the Kanaf case.
That's a sale, though.
Correct.
They're selling you.
Right, and that's what the shop said.
Loan.
Correct.
That's
correct.
Not even a loan.
It's like buying a...
Yeah,
oh, you mean because you're not even buying it? No. I think it's basically like, what?
It's still possibly ribbed. That's, that case is not ribbed.
No, that's knas. That's the knas. That's exactly. No, that's exactly the knas. Right, and that's the case. The original case of the Rashba, where I bought on credit. Right, that was a sale. It wasn't a loan per se. It was a sale. I mean, this might be a little bit different because I don't owe.
Yeah,
it might be a little bit different, but okay. Fine. So at this point, a lot of these sources here just play up on this. I'm not going to get into it. Number 39. I did the case of Mashkanta de Sura. The only thing to note about Mashkanta de Sura and all these cases is, as we've said, is if you make a condition in the beginning, it really is a problem, right? That's true of Mashkanta de Sura also. You look at 39. That's because Mishaisa said Sadem Mushkenes v'yada lo yafsa v'yaskor zolabala sadeh. Right? If I am holding a field as a mashkon, right, as security for somebody, and then I rent it back to that person, that's a problem, right? Because then it starts looking like ribbis, right? Like I'm holding it to you and then I'm giving it back to you, so I'm making money from you during the loan, right? It's very bad. V'yesh mishamad alazken mashkanta desura. But some say it's okay with a mashkanta desura, which mashkanta desura is if you don't pay me back by X date, it's mine entirely. So therefore I'm not, right? It may end up being that I own, that at least temporarily I own this fully. If you pay me back, I give it back to you. If you don't pay me back, I keep it. So some say it's mutter for me to rent it back to him because it's basically my field at this point. But the Ramah notes, as long as you don't make a condition this way, right? I don't say, Adam, lend me money and give me a mashkanta, and then I'm going to lend back the mashkanta to you. I'm sorry, I'm going to rent back the mashkanta to you, and you're going to pay me money. Because if I make that tanai originally, then it's ribbis, right? Because like, it's very clear, right? I'm borrowing, lend me, borrow 100, Adam borrows $100 from me, right? Gives me a mashkanta, and we say, by the way, in addition to the $100, you have to rent back your property from me for $10 a month, right? That's ribbis. I mean, that's ribbis. Like, what else is that except for ribbis? So the Ramah says that's a problem. And you have to be machzik, fine. Okay, so that's just another case where you see this, where if you, when you make that tanai at the beginning, it makes it much worse, right? It doesn't make it haramas ribbis, it makes it actual ribbis. The Mincha Shlomo has a case. You can read it inside. I won't read it inside. I really don't understand what he... I really don't get it. He had the following shaila. Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, and he wanted to pay ribbis, right? He wanted to pay him back 110. So instead of doing that, what he did was... Okay, this is a bit complicated. They both wrote a shtar hischaivus to each other for 110 zuz, and then one of them, then the one who wanted to borrow the money bought... No, the other way around. The one who wanted to lend the money bought the shtar hischaivus of 110 for 100. Okay? That makes sense?
Why did they both have to write it?
No, why didn't buy it?
What?
Why did they both have to write one?
Because
this way they swap shtaros. Instead of it being money, right, they end up swap shtaros. So what he says, I bought it from 100, and then take the 100 to buy back my own shtaros chayvus. You can read, everybody, you can look at the beginning, right? It's mother kind of shiva tchila yichtov kolecha l'chaveh shtaros chayvus al sach kuf yud zuz shalim osam lachashan. Each of us owe each other 110. V'achar kach yavu Reuven l'shimon v'yatzi l'hachil al shtaros kuf yud avar kuf zuz sheitin lo achshav. Osher Shimon Reuven hachloch meyazud v'hachil yishtarsh anasadi lo
v'tchila. Why isn't that
enough? What? Because you're just buying a loan, right? You're buying a shtar.
Buying something that's clearly worth. Not
correct, but we're above board about it, so it's okay, right? So can you do that? Because look, if I sold it to a third party, it would be mutter, right? But if I can I sell it back to the person I borrowed money from, right? Or I want to borrow money from, such that I've created the equivalent of ribbis. Okay, I can't even get into the details of this case, but that's the question here, right? Can I do this?
If you sell it to a third party, can the borrower buy it back from the third party?
Yeah. If there's someone in the middle, for sure. And that's the same thing is true of the Haramas Ribis case. I don't know if I think I put that source on. Everyone agrees in the Haramas Ribis case. If I do, right, if I borrow $100 of produce from Adam and then Yaron buys it off me for 90, and then Adam buys it off Yaron for 90, right? That's mutter, right? That's not Harama, that's just mutter, right? Because I sold it to Yaron, I can sell it to Yaron for whatever I want, right? Adam buys it back for Yaron, so it happens to be that now Adam makes money off this deal with me, big deal, right? The same thing is true here. So Rishon Zalman goes back and forth. He, at the beginning of the tshuva, thinks it's mutter, astonishingly to me, because he said, yeah, it's just a series of mechers. And then later on in his tshuva, he says, maybe not, maybe it's clear that you are setting up a case of ribbis. But that is a related type of thing. You can read the tshuva inside. I really don't know what to make of it. Okay, that's but anyways, that's that is a basic description of the types of haramas rambas you see. But as you see, it's very complicated to work out the final details. But at least we've opened up the basic issues involved. Okay, hopefully.